And it's time to have a chat with our Canberra correspondent, Kerri-Anne Welsh, who's currently not in Canberra, but in Queensland. Kia ora, welcome to the program.
Thank you, good morning.
So the government yet again is facing pressure over another asylum-seeking family, this time parents and a couple of small children. What's going on?
Oh, this family's been in Australia for many years now. The two kiddies were born in Australia. They were removed from their regional Queensland hometown of Biloela some 3 years ago, put into detention in Victoria and then shifted to Christmas Island where they currently reside. One of the little girls has been airlifted to Perth Hospital with sepsis due to an untreated pneumonia, which they claim, the family claims, was allowed to go untreated despite their protestations that their daughter was sick. The couple came here as asylum seekers. They met here and then they married and had their children, settled in Biloela. They are trying to stay in Australia and the government is refusing to allow them despite a court finding that the youngest child is indeed an Australian citizen. So that's where we're at the moment. The Immigration Minister, Alex Hawke, has before him, he's got wide ministerial discretion to allow this family to stay on humanitarian grounds. That decision he has not yet made, and the government is ducking and weaving around making a decision and have been for some time. So far, 2 years on Christmas Island has cost the Australian taxpayer $6.7 million. To what end?
It's an astonishing figure, isn't it? And the community in Queensland actually are saying, let these people come back. They're actually part of our community.
They're absolutely part of the community. They have contributed greatly to life and community in Australia. They are much loved in their town, and the entire town, including the mayor, have made representations to government to allow this family to stay. Now, the tough-on-borders rhetoric that the government always trots out in these cases, in this instance, can easily be overturned by a humanitarian decision, principally because, they have an Australian citizen, the youngest child who has been declared by a court, because, advocates took just her case to court, has been declared as an Australian citizen. They should be allowed to stay. Most of Australia wants them to stay. There is no reason not to allow them to stay.
Sounds like that one's going to tick on. The other thing that's ticking on, of course, is, the restrictions of Victoria over COVID. And what about this couple who've caused havoc by fleeing across borders and ending up where you are?
Ending up here. Well, they're up further up north than me. They're in the Sunshine State. Actually, they're in the Sunshine State Hospital. The police have yet to interview them to try and understand why they fled lockdown and travelled merrily through regional New South Wales and Victoria to get here, crossing the border at Goondiwindi where there were no patrols. So that will come when they're out of hospital, but I don't think they're very well liked at the moment, particularly in regional towns that have had no cases whatsoever, where the entire towns are now testing, setting out to be tested. And it's an extraordinary turn of events, but so far it seems to have been contained. So we'll just wait and hear from them as to why they did what they did.
Could they face some sort of prosecution, some sort of fine?
Oh, yes. Yes, there are fines. Every state has massive powers now. Emergency powers have been triggered across all states and have been for 18 months to 14 months to allow states to prosecute and fines to be imposed, and they could amount to thousands and thousands of dollars.
Just quickly, we're right at the end, but are Australians getting all a bit sick of this and just not wanting to follow the rules?
Look, by and large, most people do. If there was a pressing need for this couple to get to Queensland, then we'll find that out in due course.
All right, thank you so much. Enjoy your stay there. That's our Canberra correspondent, Kerri-Anne Welsh, but now in Queensland.